I remember quite clearly when this Piers Morgan, you know, the America's Got Talent guy or whatever he does, was being considered to be the replacement for Larry King. And then when he was finally chosen, how he came on in the media and bragged about Fox News and they better watch out because his ratings are going to be a lot better than theirs. And lots of hype about his interviewing style and technique. And of course, the Oprah interview. But now when you look at the viewers, and the real story has come out about the Oprah interview, yeah, he had about 2.1 million, according to the article I'm looking at on the Miami Herald blog. And then the next night it dropped down 500,000. Now he's averaging 498,000 viewers a night, which is less than Larry King's 613,000 that he was carrying just before he retired from that show. Even the Kardashian girls couldn't get Piers Morgan up in ratings. And when you look at that style of interview, it might be okay in Britain, but it is as boring as, well, as watching Piers Morgan. When you watch his style of interviewing that he's doing now, very, nothing against the British, but wow, this guy sucks. And carrying that national audience of 498,000 viewers, less than probably Jane Velez Mitchell, or even Nancy Grace, you got to wonder how long Piers Morgan and CNN will continue. CNN will keep going. Piers Morgan, if your Kardashians can't save you, I don't know who can. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.